Exercise 4. Spot the difference. Here is the beginning of the prologue. But listen carefully. There are 10 changes. In May, when the sweet showers fall and feed the roots in the earth, the flowers begin to bloom. The soft wind blows from the south, and the young sun rises in the sky. The small birds sing in the green forests. Then people want to go on pilgrimages. From every part of England, they go to Canterbury to visit the tomb of Stephen Becket, the martyr, who helped the poor. My name is Geoffrey Chaucer. People say that I am a poet, but I'm not really very important. I'm just a storyteller. One day in spring, I was staying in Canterbury at the Tabard Inn. At night, a great crowd of people arrived at the inn, ready to go on a pilgrimage to Canterbury. I soon made friends with them and promised to join them. "You must get up early," they told me. "We are leaving before the sun rises." Before I begin my story, I will describe the pilgrims to you. There were 39. There were men and women and children, young and old, fat and thin, ugly and beautiful, poor men and lords, some riding, some walking, some who lived good lives, others who were bad. If you want to know about religion, then go on a pilgrimage. First of all, there was a knight. He was a brave man who had fought for chivalry, truth, and honour. He had taken part in wars in all parts of England. He always fought bravely, and he always killed his enemy. Although he was a famous man, he was modest, sincere, and polite. He was a perfect gentleman.